Foreword of Autobiography of Theodore Roosevelt. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Mark Schenker. Autobiography of Theodore Roosevelt, Foreword. Naturally, there are chapters of my autobiography which cannot now be written. It seems to me that, for the nation as for the individual, what is most important is to insist on the vital need of combining certain sets of qualities, which separately are common enough, and alas, useless enough. Practical efficiency is common, and lofty idealism not uncommon. It is the combination which is necessary, and the combination is rare. Love of peace is common among weak, short-sighted, timid, and lazy persons, and on the other hand, courage is found among many men of evil temper and bad character. Neither quality shall by itself avail. Justice among the nations of mankind, and the uplifting of humanity, can be brought about only by those strong and daring men who with wisdom love peace, but who love righteousness more than peace. Facing the immense complexity of modern social and industrial conditions, there is need to use freely and unhesitatingly the collective power of all of us. And yet no exercise of collective power will ever avail if the average individual does not keep his or her sense of moral duty, initiative, and responsibility. There is need to develop all the virtues that of the state for their sphere of action. But these virtues are as dust in a windy street, unless back of them lie the strong and tender virtues of a family life based on the love of the one man for the one woman, and on their joyous and fearless acceptance of their common obligation to the children that are theirs. There must be the keenest sense of duty, and with it must go the joy of living. There must be shame at the thought of shirking the hard work of the world, and at the same time delight in the many-sided beauty of life. With soul of flame and temper of steel, we must act as our cool judgment bids us. We must exercise the largest charity towards the wrongdoer that is compatible with relentless war against the wrongdoing. We must be just to others, generous to others, and yet we must realize that it is shameful and a wicked thing not to withstand oppression with high heart and heady hand. With gentleness and tenderness, we must go dauntless bravery and grim acceptance of labor and hardship and peril. All for each, and each for all, is a good motto, but only on condition that each works with might and main to so maintain himself as not to be a burden to others. We of the great modern democracies must strive unceasingly to make our several countries lands in which a poor man who works hard can live comfortably and honestly, and in which a rich man cannot live dishonestly nor in slothful avoidance of duty. And yet we must judge rich man and poor man alike by a standard which rests on conduct and not on...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?